This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Changed a bit because it's Thanksgiving week, but that nonetheless brings us into contact with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the charts for the week of November 21st to the 25th. All the stories about transition and things that are happening, the true, the sort of true, the untrue.
The true untrue.
The true.
What are the true fake stories?
Untrue stories.
Yeah, what are the true untrue stories this week?
Yes,
We enter the era of fake news, false news, news, sensational news.
Snooze news.
And total chaos.
Yes.
Kind of a shortened week in terms of the research. And normally that doesn't bother me because things tend to slow down over the holidays. Except the way things are going these days, there are no holidays.
Right.
I have never in my life seen the news cycle so on steroids, so
sped
up.
Seeds itself, kind of.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
And, well, let's go for it. And
I think we should. Let's go through the stories and the people, courtesy of the research at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison's in charge of that whole hullabaloo. He has thousands of people working for
him.
Millions around the world watching.
We even have a large lunchroom. Okay.
Yes,
at number 10, we have NFL action. At number 9, Facebook's Chinese censorship tool. And that's tied with Kanye West hospitalized. He, by the way, is the next president of the United States.
He is, that's true.
You better start getting ready.
Right.
At number 8, U.S. immigration policy. Number 7, attacks on police officers. Number 6, state of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Number 5, the Thanksgiving holiday and the beginning of the Christmas holiday season. Number 4, the future of Obamacare. Number 3, U.S.-Russia relations. Number 2, Trump's meetings with the media, the press, the TV people, and the Pence-Hamilton incident. That was number 2. Happened, last week on Friday, but, boy, it has legs. And number 1, the Trump transition, and Hallie to be the U.N. ambassador. On our people survey, we have Kanye West and Mark Zuckerberg at 10. Number 9, Vladimir Putin and Angela Merkel. Number 8, Mitt Romney. Number 7, Jared Kushner. Number 6, Rudy Giuliani. Number 5, Stephen K. Bannon, and we will control the galaxy. At number 4, Nikki Haley or Hallie. Number 3, Barack Obama. Number 2, Mike Pence. And number 1, Donald Trump. And there you go.
All right, so Stephen K. Bannon was seen in a restaurant at the St. Regis Hotel with Mark Cuban this week. Mark Cuban, yes, that Mark Cuban, a billionaire developer of certain software, owns the Dallas Mavericks, is on Shark Tank, and had been an outspoken supporter of Hillary Clinton, couldn't say enough bad about Donald Trump. And isn't it strange that he's having coffee and conversation with Trump's, at least at the moment, sort of number one guy? I don't know how long that'll last, because I don't think most of these people, I think what you're, my own read on this, and certainly people are welcome to share thoughts with us, Michael at talkers.com and Doug at DougSteffen.com, about what you think or how you'd like us to approach any of the issues. You're certainly welcome to contribute and give us some ideas. We're always interested in new ideas, new ways of talking about some of these things. Anyway, so Bannon, who isn't somebody that appeals to me greatly, Trump seemed to have, at the moment, there's a reason for being for the two of them having their relationship. Having said that, Trump is pretty good business-wise and otherwise. His reputation is that when someone has outlived their usefulness, they are quick to depart. And that's pretty much his rap. When you look at his business, he hires people and they do their job. And if he doesn't need them anymore, see you later, alligator. I'm getting a strong feeling about Trump that he has changed his mind, or there was so much theater involved. Maybe he was smarter than we thought he was, with all of his mouthing off and Twitter usage, et cetera, et cetera. Because now he's trying to mend fences with the New York Times. He says Hillary Clinton's a nice lady, leave her alone. He's changing his position on lots of things.
Well,
I'm
he's a
betting
performer.
Bannon is not long for this world. I think he's someone that can. And I mean, even look at what, you know, Pence is the number two guy on the list of people being discussed. But he was brought in to do the transition, and he's sort of being scooted aside by the son-in-law Kushner and Trump himself. I mean, how much do you hear coming out of Pence?
Well, Pence was number two on the survey because of his position in the center of that whole Hamilton brouhaha,
yeah,
which was the main topic of conversation over the weekend and into this week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, we're just reflecting reality. As far as Stephen K. Bannon is concerned, time will tell. He's a controversial figure. He's kind of murky.
Yes.
My opinion, he's kind of creepy looking.
He is creepy looking. He really is. He's greasy.
But I think that creepy look is contrived. I think they're all contrived. I think this is professional wrestling. I think they're shock politicians.
I really
think that they are all buddies. I don't think they hate as much each other as much as they say when they curse each other out, and I don't think they like each other as much as they say when they make nice. I think they're just professional politicians in the new era, and they do what it takes, and they learned a lot of this. Actually, Trump is a student of Howard Stern. He's a student of Don Imus. He's a student of Don Rickles. There was a guy that was before Don Rickles who was very big. I can't think of his name. He was a comedian that preceded Don Rickles as an insult artist. Big, you know, big heavyset guy with a bald head. And he was funny. He was very, very funny. Trump is a shock politician. Now, that doesn't mean he can't be effective. But anybody who believes that the rhetoric they hear during the campaign is going to be followed to the letter in the administration, you know, wake up. Look at history. It never happens. So it's not going to happen.
I don't think we can predict what's going to happen. All these people who are protesting, who are running around, Trump this and Trump that, and we got to do this and we got to do that. Such a waste of time and energy. You want to protest something, and something that's right up in your wheelhouse, then go to North Dakota and protest the government. You see, this is the side piece of all of these things. And these people who are left of center that want to bring Trump down before he even gets up. If you look at Trump's history, he's more liberal than Mrs. Clinton on a lot of things. So
that's the point. But that's why I said, Dave, what's going to happen most likely is that the ardent supporters of Trump are going to be disappointed, and the critics of Trump will be relieved.
Yes.
It's going to work its way into the middle. We hope. I mean, there are aspects of Trump that concern me, but they're not necessarily the shocking promises he made. I don't believe he's going to build a wall. I don't believe he's going to deport every illegal.
No.
I don't believe he's going to bring back repeal Roe versus Wade. I don't believe.
He's a businessman. He's interested in how he and
not
the gonna, can make money. They're going to.
He's
do
not
going to
ban all the Muslims.
Nah.
None of that stuff is going to happen. So relax. But I'm very concerned about the way he bullies the press. I'm very concerned about the First Amendment, and I'm concerned about any president. You see, I don't trust any presidents. I think the time to stop the campaign is now, and everybody should just wait and see and be ready to protest when things happen that are protestable, as opposed to protesting the past. The election is over. Although, have you heard that some computer scientists are urging the Clinton campaign to appeal the election, that there might have been voter tampering or machine fraud in certain key states that would affect the Electoral College. That's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a move afoot to get people to support, to change the Electoral College. They're not really beholden. They can do what they want to do.
They can't get away with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Electoral College, the Electoral College is a discussion that needs to be had in this country, and it needs to be done academically. historically. It has to be explained historically. Nobody really gets it because it's not explained. And it's not that hard to explain.
Teach that stuff anymore in school.
I don't know what they teach in school.
But what are they teaching in school? All right, let's pause for a moment. Then we'll continue on with our discussion of the hot hits in talk radio. News Talk Radio, The Focus, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison.
Did you know that dogs and cats can develop diabetes just like humans? Many pet owners don't know, but it's a manageable condition. That's why experts are raising awareness during November, Pet Diabetes Month. West Coast-based veterinarian Dr. Courtney Campbell.
Proper management is the key to maintaining a happy and healthy pet with diabetes. It's also critical to work with your vet to determine regimen and routine. With good care, nutrition, and plenty of exercise, a diabetic pet can live as long as a pet without diabetes of the same age and gender.
Dr. Campbell says the first step for pet owners is recognizing if your four-legged friend has any signs.
Some signs of pet diabetes include drinking more water than usual, urinating more frequently, and always acting hungry. If you see any of these signs, you should speak with your veterinarian and get your pet tested as soon as possible.
For more, visit PetDiabetesMonth.com. This message brought to you by Merck Animal Health.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
People in Florida were so concerned about the growth of online gambling that the legislature decided to pass a law banning electronic slot machines and internet cafes. But the law was written so quickly and so poorly that it actually banned all computers, cell phones, and other devices that could connect to the internet and therefore could be used for gambling. More than 1,000 legitimate internet cafes across the state were shut down until the mistake could be corrected, though hardly any were guilty of anything. Instead of legislating in haste, lawmakers should take their time, look through the lens of liberty, read the bills, and make sure they have the right solution to the right problem.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Athletes know that the path to success is to be in the best of shape. The same holds true if you're heading into surgery.
Just like an athlete, you're going to perform better if you're in better shape and your strength is better. Surgery is a major event, a physiologic injury, and you have to be able to respond to that.
Colorectal surgeon Dr. Robert Sima says that what we're really talking about is losing weight and building muscle before surgery, a process referred to as prehabilitation.
Even in patients who are wheelchair bound, if you can give them a period of time where they improve their nutritional status, at the same time improve their body strength, either by arm exercises, hand grip, those patients do statistically better with their surgical outcomes compared to comparable patients who don't undergo the prehabilitation.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hi, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the countdown. We found the man, the culprit. The person Michael was speaking about was old-time comedian Jack E. Leonard.
Yeah, he was the one.
He was the father
of the whole thing. Jack E. Leonard led to Don Rickles. Don Rickles led to Howard Stern and Don Imus, and they all led to Donald Trump.
Do you think there's that much similarity between Imus and Stern? Maybe there was in the early.
From a broad strokes position, yeah, they're insulters. Right. They insult their guests. They insult people. They were nasty, slightly dirty. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, if you microscopically, they're very different. But from a broad strokes, step back and look at the genres of radio. Yeah. And that's why the two of them were such enemies.
There we go. All right. Every week, the countdown is heard on great radio stations around the country like WAIM, News Talk 1230, The Alternative in Greenville, Spartanburg, South Carolina. So we say hi to all of the folks that are listening to the countdown there, as you do every week. This program is brought to you courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine. Michael and Doug at 21 after the hour on the countdown.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour and change, and then some, as they say. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you for joining us. Us includes Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Here as we go through the stories, the people, we give you the list. Excuse me. Then we talk about some of the things that are part and parcel of the list. We go off onto tangents, which are pretty similar to the conversations on good talk radio programs, where the sky is the limit. Everything is open for a discussion and suggestions. So I'm going to bring you around to the protesting that's going on. There are those who think that we need to protest Trump before he does anything, and you've just given people some very good advice in that department. So I'm going to ratchet it up one more level. I'm going to suggest that what we ought to be doing, if we want to protest and have it become productive, then what we ought to be doing in the days, remember Vox Populi and Jerry Williams and some of the things used to get people out in Boston and they'd be protesting this, and it was great fun, and it also got results. So if you want to get results, look at the situation in North Dakota with the Native Americans and the way they've been treated. I was the first person on the radio to start talking about this the day it happened. It took everybody else, including most of the news media, weeks to figure out what was going on up there. In the meantime, this is an atrocious example of no leadership. Here's Obama who says, oh, let's wait and see what happens. Meanwhile, people are getting the situation up there becoming more intense because of no leadership. And you got all of these people that are protesting what they don't know. I said to a friend of mine who sent me an email who's going through, look at this girl, she's got a broken arm, it's outrageous, it's horrible. I said, yeah, you're protesting Trump. Why don't you go protest Obama? It's his fault.
Well, I think you're right. You know what I think? I think we should get rid of Obama.
I think you're right.
You've just convinced me. I am not going to vote for Obama anymore. I think you're making a really good point, Doug.
Thank you.
And I think that, as a matter of fact, I'm going to run out right now as soon as we're off the air, and I'm going to make a sign, down with Obama.
Okay, well, I guess I've just been put in my place.
No, it's inspirational.
It is. I just think people are so damn interested in protesting.
And I'm not going to ask you what it is about North Dakota you're bringing up, because then we'll be so far afield from our mission on this program I won't know how to bring you back.
For those of you who don't know, there is a big protest going on because the private pipeline company that wants to build this pipeline that we need, that's important, wants to build it under the water supply for the Sioux Nation in North Dakota. So somebody figured out, instead of the Army Corps of Engineers figuring out, somebody locally said, wait a minute, if that pipeline goes under our water supply and the springs leak, what happens to our water supply? Duh. And so they started protesting, and it stopped the building of the pipeline. But at the moment, they haven't moved ahead. The oil company wants to do it. Obama says, well, we'll wait a while and see what's going on. And, meanwhile, the situation becomes more and more intense. And the sheriff's got all of that stuff, the leftover things from the Pentagon. You see how many angles there are to this story? All that stuff that the police shouldn't have because they don't know how to use it, that the Pentagon goes out and buys and gives away, which Obama said he was going to curb, but he really didn't.
Mm.
Get it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know,
get him out of office, Mike.
Another way of looking at this is that if it springs a leak, all that water could get into the oil and ruin it.
That's true, I guess.
I mean, you know, you're looking at it the wrong way.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
You know, yeah. All right. So
once again, I have the wrong slant on things. It's time for me to straighten up and fly right. As
you're
were.
Funny. You're funny.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
we're
all
coming up.
Yeah.
It's time to reset, folks.
And not a moment too soon either, as far as this is concerned. Okay, so I've had my... I'm not talking anymore. The rest of it, the rest
no,
of the time...
No, 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 you talk.
It's all yours. Nope,
otherwise, I can't finish my pizza.
No, uh-uh. What kind of pizza you got?
Omelet pizza.
No. Omelet pizza?
No, I'm not eating anything. I'm just being silly.
Yum. I think we ought to have a little of that. I'm for that. All right, we'll pause now, folks, and have an omelet pizza. It's 28 past...
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
A
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Being here, 34 after the hour. Happy Thanksgiving weekend from the Talk Radio Countdown Show and from Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is there. His weekly podcast, Up Close and Far Out, is there. Plus a discussion of all of the issues. I thought it was interesting this week. What are you talking about? I'm Doug Steffen, by the way.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
I'm in the wrong place. I'm sorry.
I've been in the right place.
I went into the wrong studio.
Yeah. Very nice.
I thought we're going to play country music.
We can do that.
So what? Yeah. So what were you about to say?
I forgot.
Yeah, you were about to say that I have an interesting podcast.
Yes, I have said that many times, and it is interesting.
We have a 96-year-old public relations legend telling us how to make a turkey.
He's 96?
Yeah, 96 years old.
Oh.
His name is Leo Pearlstein, and he's a legend in the public relations business out in Hollywood. And he's a guy that put together all these food promotions back in the old days where he would tie in, you know, like the Mexican shrimp industry or the California egg farmers or the Northwest salmon growers, mm-hmm. and then bring in celebrities and do promotions. And he was an expert on turkey. He did big turkey promotions with Jane Mansfield. And it's not your typical up close and far out. It's more a holiday fun get together.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I thought we should go back to talking about protesters, don't you think?
Yes, sure. Well, protesters, a part of what's been happening now in the country, Trump's transition, mm-hmm. the meetings. Protesters are part of the package that we should be talking about.
I would have protest Rudy Giuliani not having any hair. I think that would be good. Mm-hmm. A lot of things like that. I think, to be serious for a moment, speculation, it's funny because depending on the stripes of the person doing the talk radio program, there are all kinds of pejoratives, as there ought to be. I mean, this is about people and their thinking. What do you think about this? And this is my opinion about that. I think there are a lot of people who are hardcore when it comes to Donald Trump and what they thought was his persona, what they thought was his politics. And they look at him talking to all these people that he was lambasting, like Mitt Romney. I will bet you by the time we see an end to this weekend, I'm not a betting person, but I'm going to bet you by the time we see Monday that after Mitt Romney has talked to his family over the weekend about being Secretary of State, that he'll be the nominee for Secretary of State. I don't see, that's one of the most easily. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Trump talked to Hillary Clinton about a job in his administration. How do you like that?
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think it's going to happen. But
no,
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know if Mitt Romney is going to be Secretary of State or not. But I think that there certainly is a very good chance of it.
Yeah.
Because as I said earlier, for folks just joining us, I don't believe that the level of anger, the level of hatred, the level of enemyship, or the level of friendship is real. When it comes to this type of big-time politics, the old expression, politics makes strange bedfellows.
Yep,
it's very, very temporary, very subjective,
yep.
And it's dangerous. These people are backstabbers.
Mm-hmm.
They're not nice people. And really, politics comes down to your scoundrel versus my scoundrel, as opposed to your saint versus my sinner.
Let's look at this list. The people list this week includes Kanye West, not a good guy. Vladimir Putin. Not a good guy. Mitt Romney, okay guy. Jared Kushner, who knows yet. Rudy Giuliani, not a good guy. Stephen Bannon, not a good guy. Nikki Haley, not a good lady. Barack Obama, not a good president.
What are you talking about?
I'm going.
Wait a second.
I'm just going through this list.
Benjamin Franklin,
not a good guy.
Alexander Hamilton, not a good guy.
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Who is a good guy? You know what? It just shows you something that's really troubling about American politics, although maybe it's a healthy state of democracy. Why is it that we can't come up with somebody that half the country doesn't hate?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how come there's nobody out there where everybody says, let's get that guy or that woman to be president, let's pull them out of what they're doing?
Why are we in that state of thought? What's going on? Is it that the news media?
Well, maybe there are no good guys. Maybe there are no universally across the board good
people. How are people created? How are you created? How am I created? What makes us who we are?
I need a few more facts before I get what that question means. What do you mean, how are we created?
Well, the type of person that you are or I am comes from our environment. It comes from what values we have. We get what we have and who we are.
Yeah,
who we are
nature, it's
based
called
on
nature
what
and nurture.
And
yeah,
what
nature
we're
and nurture.
To.
Nature
yeah.
and nurture.
Yeah.
So what you're insinuating is that this is a
I'm
reflection
inferring.
Of this.
I'm not insinuating. I'm inferring.
Okay. What you're saying is that it's our culture has produced dastardly people, and we have to choose the dastard that most aligns with our needs and our interests.
I'm suggesting that it may even be deeper than that. I'm a great believer, and I think you are too. But I won't put you in this position. I'll take the heat, if there's heat to be taken, on the value of astrology. And what you find out from an astrologer about a person by knowing their birth sign, where their moon is, where the sun sign, where the moon is, birth sign, all of that stuff is important. There are three things that when a good astrologer gets information about a person based on where he or she is born, the time they are born, and the date on which they are born, you can find out a whole lot. I had an astrologer do something on Donald Trump, and you can't believe how accurate it is as to who the guy is. From what we can see, excuse me, and what you think or you garner about him from his actions. He's a Gemini, and Geminis never make up their mind. They can't make up their minds. He will be one place one day and another place the and be get ready for it for the next 4 years. And people who work for him, what I said before about him, you know, people come in and they work in the administration, or they work in his company, and then they're gone because he decides one day this person is good, next day that guy's no good, get rid of him. That's what Geminis do.
Well, I'll tell you, in the spirit of open-mindedness and the fact that I like to be fair and listen to all points of view, I have to say that what you're saying is absolutely ridiculous.
I mean,
that's fine. You can have that opinion. I don't know what to think.
I'm sitting there saying to myself, what is he going to say that he's protecting me from taking the heat? And you delivered.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
I mean, Doug,
there's no such thing as Gemini. There's no such thing as constellations. These are made-up constructs. They don't exist in reality.
Really?
They don't exist.
Well,
astrology is total crap.
It works for me. I guess I'm total crap.
No, you're not. You're just connecting dots that aren't there. That's what constellations are, connecting dots that aren't there. There is no big dog. There is no dipper. There is no hunter with a belt. Those things are just the human mind. The human mind connects dots that aren't there sometimes. Uh-huh. We also connect dots that are there. And the key is to connect the right dots for the right pictures
of reality.
I've
never had your chart done. Now think about it. Can you give me your birthday and...
My birthday is a holiday. It is celebrated every year.
Really?
Yes. They do radio specials on my birthday. I was born on September 11th.
Wow. I haven't seen.
I was truly born under a bad sign.
I didn't know that.
9/11.
Huh. The astrology for that day was very bad for the United States, by the way.
Well.
Very bad.
That's all. There you go.
Well, that's it.
And you know what really annoyed me was they start calling the event 9/11. They couldn't call it Pearl Harbor Day. They couldn't call it World Trade Center Bombing Day. They couldn't call it Terrorism Day. They had to call it 9/11.
Right.
So every time, you know, they ask you for your birthday, I have to say 9/11. Then they look at me and they think I'm a terrorist.
You're in charge. Right. It's your fault.
Yeah.
The thinking...
Think about that. Imagine all of a sudden your birthday becomes known for the date.
How did I not know that was your birthday? As long as I've known you, I didn't know that.
Is that why you haven't sent me anything?
That's exactly why. Now I know what I'm going to send you. Doug Steffen here with the big stories of the week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, week of November 21st to the 25th, sees the sports talk radio world pretty much as usual, NFL action especially, and some of the things going on in college football like Notre Dame. Dame has to vacate their football wins because of academic violations by the trainer this week. That was big on people's minds. The Facebook censorship issues at number 9, immigration policy at number 8, the relationship of people to the police and the atrocities committed against police officers, number 7, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, number 6, Thanksgiving, number 5, future of health care, number 4. Future of U.S.-Russian relations, number 3. That's gone up a couple of notches. The Hamilton incident with Vice President-elect Pence, number 2. And the Trump transition, number 1 this week. I-44 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Countdown. In review, the hot hits in talk radio for the week.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Athletes know that the path to success is to be in the best of shape. The same holds true if you're heading into surgery.
Just like an athlete, you're going to perform better if you're in better shape and your strength is better. Surgery is a major event, a physiologic injury, and you have to be able to respond to that.
Colorectal surgeon Dr. Robert Sima says that what we're really talking about is losing weight and building muscle before surgery, a process referred to as prehabilitation.
Even in patients who are wheelchair bound, if you can give them a period of time where they improve their nutritional status, at the same time improve their body strength, either by arm exercises, hand grip, those patients do statistically better with their surgical outcomes compared to comparable patients who don't undergo the prehabilitation.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Did you know that dogs and cats can develop diabetes just like humans? Many pet owners don't know, but it's a manageable condition. That's why experts are raising awareness during November, Pet Diabetes Month. West Coast-based veterinarian Dr. Courtney Campbell.
Proper management is the key to maintaining a happy and healthy pet with diabetes.
It's also critical to work with your vet to determine regimen and routine. With good care, nutrition, and plenty of exercise, a diabetic pet can live as long as a pet without diabetes of the same age and gender.
Dr. Campbell says the first step for pet owners is recognizing if your four-legged friend has any signs.
Some signs of pet diabetes include drinking more water than usual, urinating more frequently, and always acting hungry. If you see any of these signs, you should speak with your veterinarian and get your pet tested as soon as possible.
For more, visit PetDiabetesMonth.com. This message brought to you by Merck Animal Health.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Ellen Kriebel.
People in Florida were so concerned about the growth of online gambling that the legislature decided to pass a law banning electronic slot machines and internet cafes. But the law was written so quickly and so poorly that it actually banned all computers, cell phones, and other devices that could connect to the internet and therefore could be used for gambling. More than 1,000 legitimate internet cafes across the state were shut down until the mistake could be corrected, though hardly any were guilty of anything. Instead of legislating in haste, lawmakers should take their time, look through the lens of liberty, read the bills, and make sure they have the right solution to the right problem.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
On the people side of things from the Talk Radio Review, the countdown list suggests that these are the most important people, at least in terms of conversation, on the News Talk radio stations that have been monitored by Talkers Magazine. At number 10, Kanye West. At number 9, Vladimir Putin. He always has to get in there one way or another. Number 8, Mitt Romney, back again in the focus. Number 7, Jared Kushner. Number 6, Rudy Giuliani. If I were making up the list, I'd take him out and put Mark Zuckerberg in that place, but that's just me, and I didn't make up the list. Stephen K. Bannon, what are his true colors? He's at number 5. Nikki Haley gets a new job, number 4. Barack Obama, he'll have a new job, too. Whether he'll need one or not remains to be seen, but he'll probably take a job because it's good for people to stay active as they get older. Number 2 on the list of people this week, Mike Pence and Donald Trump, who's been number 1, good God, for months. On this list is number 1 again on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Filling that landfill in your mind, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The landfill of your mind.
Isn't that a great expression?
That's a good one. You know what they call like landfill.
That's it. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen, go to talkers.com. Find out what's going on. You're certainly going to find it out by listening to us. But you can see a lot of information at talkers.com. All right, so I went through the list of people. You want to give us your observations about these people? That's specific. You said, generally speaking, you've been talking about them as politicians and people and what they're all about, but do you think they're all like that? Can you find something good?
I find something good in everybody. I think Donald Trump, at number one, is a master media manipulator and an incredible showman.
Arnold Schwarzenegger do as well on the...
Arnold Schwarzenegger can't hold a candle to Donald Trump in terms of being a showman. Friends. Donald Trump is the greatest showman of our time.
Really?
Now, whether he'll be a good president or not, I don't know. But you do have to have a certain skill at showmanship to be president today. Mike Pence, he's a quiet guy who either you agree or don't agree with his principles, but he's not going to change from them. He seems to be a man of character, and he hasn't said anything yet that shows me he's unstable. He handles himself. Mike Pence is very stable.
Yeah.
Barack Obama is going out as president. He did some good things. He did some bad things. I think history is going to be kind to him. I hear nice things about Nikki Haley, but I don't know much about her. Stephen K. Bannon is a mystery, but I think that there's a partial contrivance. I think he likes to play the part of Darth Vader. I think he uses it correctly. I think he's a true believer. I don't think he's a racist. I don't think he's anti-Semitic. I think that he, in some cases... associates with these people. Not crazy about Rudy Giuliani. I think that he is a man of his time and place. Kushner's a mystery. Romney's a gentleman. Vladimir Putin is Russian. Angela Merkel's a German. Kanye West is a character. And Mark Zuckerberg is a lucky guy.
Wow! Look at that. How many points does Michael Harrison get for that, folks? 10 before the hour on this week's Countdown.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in Talk Radio, as garnered by the folks who at Talkers Magazine watch this sort of thing, pay attention to the radio stations that are programmed for the News Talk format, the hosts of the program. The things that they're talking about, it's a big job. Somebody's got to do it. So Michael Harrison, who has size 14 shoes, has stepped into that role and plays it very well. Every week he's here to go through the work that he and his staff do. I don't think anybody else at Talkers has size 14 shoes, though, do they?
But you know what they say, if a man has large feet, he likely yes. has a large nose.
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah. Yes, that's very
good. Where'd you come up with a 14 shoe? I have a 13 shoe.
Oh, 13. I don't know. I thought I knew.
Yeah, it's still big. It's still big.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
You know, it's very hard to buy men's socks if you have larger than a size 12 shoe.
I did not know that.
Oh, you walk around with those lines around your calf, you know. Because
really?
Oh, yeah. Only certain stores sell socks that are large enough for heavy-duty men.
Right. All right, speaking of that, at Talkers.com, there is a rather large, loud video, and the large, loud video is done by Alex Jones.
Yep.
I thought perhaps you'd like to tell us the story. The encapsulated header is "Go blank yourself."
Well, it says "Go F" and then all
blank,
kinds
blank,
of
K.
Character. Right, right.
As being nice.
And, as a matter of fact, we had an editorial meeting as to whether to accept the ad because of that word.
Really?
Not because of what Jones says. We don't censor, legitimate thought on the spectrum.
Right.
I'm not going to take any ads at Talkers for Nazis or anything that's really grossly negative. But if it's on the spectrum of public opinion, we're free speech freaks. But we were questioning whether or not to have that F word in the banner, which, of course, is sort of clickbait. And when you click on it, there's Alex Jones in a parking lot ranting about intolerant liberals. And some guys in a truck go by and they go, F you, Jones. And it's pretty amazing. I don't like to, you know, I don't plug my products. over, you know.
Not as well as you might.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. But for the sake of people checking that out, go to talkers.com on the homepage, and you'll see the big
F
word.
And it's funny, the comments are hysterical. Let's see if I can read some of these on the air. Oh, if it's all in WikiLeaks, then it must be true. He talks to Alex Jones, is talking about something that's in WikiLeaks. That guy going by the SPU saying it.
I'm so skeptical. I don't know whether that's a friend of Jones set up to do it.
It could have been a setup. Yeah,
of course it could be. I don't know.
And now it was a setup.
Talk about a showman. Alex Jones is a great showman.
He is a great showman. He's a very entertaining radio person.
See, we're living in a world that is a giant reality show. Now, I don't know how new that is. Shakespeare said all of the world's a stage.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe we're just realizing it, that we're all a bunch of media exhibitionists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're here being ourselves, occupying time and space. Here's a listener, Lou, who says, what a complete Richard. And then there's Gene, who says, are you serious? You're wasting valuable listener time with this nonsense. Lady, have you been listening to the radio for the past 40 years? Do you realize how much time we all have wasted either doing this stuff or listening to this stuff? Come on. See, that's one of the things that really does bug me. People, that's just because that's the way I am. I'm a little too soft and I'm a little too nice. And, you know, so it hasn't always counted in my favor as a talk radio person because I don't like name calling. I don't like to make people uncomfortable. I don't like the discontent. I like people being happy and calm and cool and collected. And so when people think they have to be name callers to get somewhere on the air, I say, well, that's what the politicians taught us. Look at all the name calling that Trump did. And the people back aimed at him, the names they called him, that kind of stuff. This is the president of the United States, for God's sakes. And some of the things that were coming out of him were just awful.
Right, the commander in tweet.
Somebody's got to take the phone away from that guy. So he can't do any more tweeting, whatever they call it.
I don't know, but one thing you have to admit, he's tapped into a very powerful form of social media.
He sure has, and he's got everybody talking.
I have to, from a non-political perspective, I have to salute this guy.
Yeah. All over Facebook. Everywhere, you name it, he's there. All right, so this is good, Michael. We've stimulated a lot of people. And a lot more people will listen to us next week because they like what we did this week.
Happy holiday.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and all those who are listening to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, the Talk Radio Review, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harris.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.